Welcome to Who's Together, everyone. I am Lauren Moses, former UVA women's basketball player in class of 2018. And I'm here with my co-host, the infamous.
I'm the infamous Quinn Blanding, class of 2018 as well, on the Virginia football team. It's an honor to be here with one of my best friends doing
my bestie, Quinny.
A great show together that I think will bring the community back together as a whole, as a sports community.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as alums, I feel like, you know, you kind of just graduate, start your life, and kind of forget about what's going on or what could be going on campus, on grounds. So we're bringing that back. We're going to be talking about all the UVA athletic programs. But first, before we get into that, we got to hype ourselves up because, you know, we played, obviously. We played with some great players, but we are also pretty good ourselves. So, like, just to toot my own horn a little bit, like I said,
You got to give yourself some flowers, you know? Thank so let them know what you've done, you know, because a lot of people, you know.
I graduated class of 2018, you know, scored over 1,000 points. All academic team last 2 years as well, all honors team.
Come on.
Captain as well for the last two years. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and say four. Might as well.
4 year starter. I mean, yeah, right. Like, even a freshman, I was in there like leading huddles and stuff.
Exactly.
Started as a freshman as well.
Everything. She was UVA, guys. All right. She was UVA.
I'll say UVA women's basketball, but I definitely could not have done it without my, you know, my class was very pivotal in me being successful on and off the court. And also this guy here, he was my best friend. Like, literally we followed each other. I lived directly below him sophomore year, and I got to be literally the first stand in the first stands of all his football games. So tell the people who
it's great, but, you know, like she said, you know, it takes a village to raise, you know, a kid, they say, and we were a village together. You know, we came in 2018, and it just, we didn't stop. You know, the whole 2018 class that came in together, we were like the closest friends ever. We stayed in Faulkner and Woody, I think it was, or whatever it was
summer.
Over there. And in summer dorms, and we were all there together, and we had fun. But, you know, I had to do what I had to do personally. You know, I was, you know, a four-time All-American. You know, I was four-time All-ACC. I was happened to be a captain, you know, my last year. I'm the leading tackler in school history. I'm in the record book. But you know what? I had the opportunity to play in the NFL for a few years, but, you know, looking back on my journey at UVA is like, I did the thing. I was on, you know, a couple, you know, honors teams, you know, academic wise. I think I made like one, but it's okay. It's all okay. It's all good. I at least made one. That's all that matters to me. And then, yeah, my degree is somewhere. I don't know where it is. It's in either my mom's house, my nana, someone has it. I don't personally have it, but someone has it. I did get a degree, so that's all that matters. But, you know, it was great. It was great that we're giving ourselves flowers because that's what it's all about. You know, we get too lost in this world now, and we only get flowers when people are gone. And that's not what we're about to do no more. So we're gonna continue to give people flowers, you know, starting with ourselves first because this is our first episode. But, you know, later in the episodes, we're going to start giving everyone that we knew and people that are going through the process now their flowers because they deserve it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal of this is like to support and celebrate the current student athletes, former student athletes, coaches even. You know, we have an awesome athletic director in Carla Williams who like can't give her flowers enough. And hopefully we can have her on the show at some point as well. But let's get into the show, right? Because there's a lot going on grounds already. We're a couple weeks into the school year. And there are some, you know, new people around. We got new coaches. We got new leaders of these programs that we're trying to win more national championships. Like, let's talk about the first one because he's obviously the biggest headline football, new football head coach, Tony Elliott. He was hired December 2021. Quinn, what was your reaction to that hire and how do you feel it's going?
I think, you know, it was great, honestly. me personally, I think it was great having to be on the recruiting staff last year with under Mendenhall and playing for Mendenhall as well. I think it just adds a different culture. And, you know, we're 2-2. You know, it's been a rocky start.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But I think the new hire was great. I think the staff that he's brought on with all the, you know, the new DC, the new OC, you know, we have different position coaches. I think overall we're great, but you know, we still have Coach Tuesday, we still have Coach Higgins. It's like we're still good. And so, yeah, you know, we're getting over the little hump. It's okay. It's first year jitters, and you know, next year I'm getting ready. Yeah, but you know, for us, you know, as a football team, you know, me personally, I did love our women's basketball team. I was at every game faithfully on Sundays.
Yeah, no.
You know, I was there faithfully. I was one of those fans that was there faithfully. But you know, as of course, you know, you played with multiple different coaches there in women's basketball. Mm-hmm. Now we have a new head coach coming back to us.
Yep, and she got some good history behind her. What? So we have Coach Amaka Ogugu-Hamilton, also known as Coach Mox, and she's coming from the Missouri Valley Conference. After coaching Missouri State, she led them on a 46-6 record in that conference, which is crazy. But we're excited to have her. Literally every headline that I see, I get more and more excited about this program and what she can do with these new players that she has. Some of them are former players under Coach Tina Thompson. I played under Joanne Boyle. And yeah, I'm just like getting hype every time I see a video, you know, of them working out.
I love that.
And it just seems like her culture is going to be, not that, you know, previous coaches were not, but her culture is going to be like, let's get down to business.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you want this experience to be fun. You want it to be something that you can, you as a coach, you want to give something to the players that they can take, you know, once they leave grounds as well. But it's business when you get in between those lines. So that's what I'm really excited about to see from her. And then for me, Quinn, one of my favorite teams to go watch outside of football, because we were there every Saturday, was volleyball. Volleyball and soccer were probably like that's like neck and neck. Volleyball, obviously so explosive of a game, of a sport, but they have a new head coach as well, and Coach Shannon Wells, who was hired April 2021, and they are off to an 8-4 record right now. They are just coming off of a loss to NC State, but it seems like they also have the opportunity to only go up from here. So I'm excited to see what all three of these programs do.
I am too. I think for me personally, I did love volleyball games, but the only bad thing is they played on Fridays and we didn't have the opportunity sometimes to go to them. But the ones that I could, I did attend. It's right there, Mem Gym. It was very small, but I just loved it. It was hot. the two big fans that circled the gym, but I think that these programs are just on the success road. Like, I love, you know, watching women's basketball, dancing at the tailgate for football. I love how – I just love watching digs and spikes from volleyball, and I love what our football team is doing. So I think we have three amazing coaches that are just came in for, you know, for our culture at UVA and our sports community. And so I'm just can't wait to see what they're going to really do. And I know everyone's getting off to a good start. I know women's basketball is getting into training and – you know, preseason will be starting soon and, you know, getting ready for their season. But I can't wait.
And so other newness that's going on grounds is a new facility, a new athletic facility. I feel like Charlottesville is always under construction,
always.
Whether it's 29 or on campus, like you really can't get around it. But a place that you spent a lot of time, McHugh, is being turned into, as well as like the Olympic Sports Center, which I always kind of thought was McHugh too. Like,
I thought it was, honestly.
Isn't it all McHugh?
I thought it was, but I guess not. I don't know.
I think that might have been the more technical term.
Yeah, we just called it McHugh, I guess.
Yeah. So this past week, Athletic Director Williams, she posted on her Twitter that they're like the progress of the Olympic Sports Complex that's supposed to be complete in 2025. It includes McHugh, like we just said, and also the Olympic Sports Center, but it's supposed to have like the practice rooms or support and practice rooms, offices, fuel stations, study lounges, student athlete lounges, hopefully the cafeteria so y'all can leave JPJ alone. Nah. I don't know, but what can you see for this huge space? I know when we were there, a lot of other athletes always felt like, you know, less than because they might not have had the same resources. What do you think this new opportunity presents to them?
I think it presents a lot, honestly. Like you said, for those other Olympic sports that we have, whether it's track, wrestling, field hockey, lacrosse, whether any of those sports, because, you know, you got to think baseball has their own, you know, big facility over there. Then softball has their own now. Then you just, you know, have the rest of the sports that just kind of linger around the queue and just have different, you know, kind of opportunities than, you know, most sports. I mean, yes, we know football brings in a lot of money and revenue to the college, but, you know, we love all our sports. And I think having that equal opportunity to have access to 1,000 resources is going to be amazing. So I think this project is well needed just for our sports in general, but I think for recruiting as well. Like, like the biggest thing, I think recruiting, we'll win a lot of recruiting battles once we kind of upgrade our facilities, because I've been to 1,000 facilities. I've seen, you know, 1,000 different places we played at, and, you know, we're just not up to par yet as we should be. But I think with Carla coming in and, you know, Bronco before setting the standard of getting, you know, this project done, I think it's only going to open so many more opportunities for everyone. And I think it's only going to bring us as a sports community closer, because like you said, like for example, you was like JPJ, that was our time to bond with everybody. Like everyone came together, JPJ, after 5 o'clock, because that's what our time was. And we loved it. But what are your thoughts? Because we've seen old buildings our whole career. There's been nothing but old buildings and old buildings.
I mean,
y'all had JPJ, which was fairly new and good, but you know, y'all had to come to McHugh sometimes for treatment if some days. So
what'd you say?
It's going to be revamped, and I love it.
I'm very intrigued. And, you know, the pictures that I see, it's like glass windows, floor to ceiling. Like, it's just like, it looks like it's going to be grandiose. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be refreshing. And I think that that's needed on a campus like the University of Virginia, because it is so old. And obviously, we have updated buildings, updated classrooms. Like, not like it's not like, you know, we're out here like in a room with no windows, but I do think that some of our athletic facilities needed a little sprucing up. And I think that this is a huge statement, like you said, one, not only to the athletes that are currently on campus, but also to the ones that we're trying to get on campus. Because, you know, the first thing you talk about when you talk about the University of Virginia or trying to attend the University of Virginia and playing a sport is academics. Right. Yeah. And that is number one, obviously, as a student athlete. But right behind that is really just like being comfortable in spaces with other athletes, which I think during our time could have been done a little bit better. I think that, you know, we did our due diligence by doing that, whether we were like on the corner or, you know, getting dinner somewhere or at the dorms. But when we are like in these athletic spaces, we're so like segregated to like our space, the JPJ, our locker room, or, you know, whether tennis or something, like, you know, out on the courts or something, like there wasn't a unified space. So the one part of this project that I'm really excited about is the student athlete lounges, where that could be a space where people come together.
I think that student lounge is going to be amazing, because we just had the bottom floor of the writing center, the bottom floor of JPJ, like we didn't really, no one really wanted to go there, but we had to go there. But it's just like, even that, it's just, there's going to be games. There's just going to be lounges with chairs. There's going to be fueling stations. Like, you can just go there and just be free from all of what's going on. Like, as athletes, as human beings, you know, people deal with a lot. And so, you know, sometimes you just want to step away from your sport or where you are and just have a fresh air, like I was saying earlier. So I think that's going to be amazing. But I think leading off of that topic, going into these NIL deals, I think that is going to be the most pivotal part of it all. That way, people are coming together and creating it together. Like, of course, you know, there's going to be brands and sponsorships from all over. But I think that's just a starting point to help these kids get money and to get more money. Because, of course, we were athletes. We were really good at what we did. We were the face of our programs.
But we didn't make a dime.
Yes, and I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, they paid for your scholarship. Of course they did. And I'm so grateful for it. And I thank the people each year who you know, grant me my scholarship each year.
We always make sure we get our thank yous and gratitudes and our letters out there.
I do my calls when they need someone for VAF. I'm calling everybody. I sit on the phone and call you guys. So I don't want you to think I don't call. I used to call all the time. So if I didn't call your name, I'm sorry. I apologize, but I'm thanking you now.
Yeah.
But with that, I think it's really going to open some doors for a lot of people, because I know some of, you know, the teams have NIL deals, you know, not many, I don't think. I know, of course, you know, the big names in, you know, football, probably basketball, they just haven't mentioned a lot, which they do with locker room access, I know. But I just know it's just going to create more opportunity, especially for those who are not, you know, a pivotal sport of the university. And so once we bring all that together, now people can work together, truly work together to really build their brand and also really just create whatever they want. Like you said, it could be content. It could be, you know, just making t-shirts of whatever sort of they want. It's just so much there that I wish I had, honestly, because jersey sales, cups, tickets. Listen, I'd have been rich by now without even them having brands to sponsor me or whatever. I'd have just been rich off of y'all just buying jerseys and doing whatever y'all wanted to do with my face and likeness. But I think it's a great opportunity for these
And we talk about, like, the national, like, obviously, I always am talking about how many national championships the University of Virginia has. Yeah. Like, 31 is, like, one of the best, especially in our conference, the ACC, which one of the most competitive conferences. And so, like, football brings in a lot of money. Yes, men's basketball brings in a lot of money. But we have, like, one of the best baseball teams, one of the best men's and soccer programs, one of the best tennis, field hockey, lacrosse. Like, we are always ranked. And we're always winning these national championships and bringing them into the university. So I feel like our so-called, you know, less talked about teams, or, you know, whatever the case may be, are also going to be great opportunities, not only for brands to work with, but for athletes to come together from those different programs and be able to work with each other too. So that's why we are here, you know, to talk about who's together. We're who's forever, but at the end of the day, we're always going to be unified in everything we do.
And we're top three schools in, you know, public schools.
And we always stay right around that, between 1 and 4. We have been there for several years.
And we win championships.
And we win championships.
The banner will be risen at some point. Like, I just seen, I forgot what team just got their rings for winning the national championship. I just seen it on Twitter, like, literally when I'm just scrolling. I'm just like, see, we just win. It don't even matter. We just win.
That's just what we do. A team that we're trying to get back on the winning track. Let's talk about it, because you mentioned it earlier on. UVA football, 2-2 right now.
We did.
How did we get here?
I think we got here just on the fact of
they're just... Maybe let's mention, sorry to cut you off. Let's mention the first was a win against Richmond. Second game, lost to Illinois. Second win against Old Dominion. And then they just had a pretty upsetting loss, I would say, in Syracuse on Friday night.
Yeah, we just have a lot of nail biters right now. How we got here, I think it starts just from, you know, the offseason of getting a new coach. And I think just that change right there, it's shocking. I mean, I went from Mike London to Bronco Mendenhall, and that change was different. It was very different. We're learning new schemes. We're learning new terminology. We're learning a lot of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's a lot for most. Sometimes it's easy for most. So finding that common ground and finding the players that you have and how to use them properly. And so when Bronco came in for my first year, we went 2-10. And so everyone just thought, because he was going to a bowl game consecutively, 15 seasons at BYU consecutively, a bowl game each year, to come to Virginia. Everyone thought it was going to be the same thing. We went 2-10. And so it's like, okay, you know, we might not have faith anymore. But, you know, the next year we went 6-6. We went to my first bowl game ever at UVA. And then after that, they went to bowl game after bowl game after bowl game. It just kept going to bowl games. And so now you know, acquiring this new coach, I think that's the expectation right now, is that, you know, we need to live up to that. But we got to start from bottom zero, which is okay. Like, we still have the same players. We're just – the coaches are still filling themselves out, filling the players out. And now we're just getting to the point where we're putting pieces together. And we showed glimpses of it each game. Each game, we looked really good. The only game I say we didn't look good was Illinois. We just looked horrible. As an offense, we looked horrible. You know, as a defense, we're gradually growing as a defense. Offense, you know, getting into where we are now, you know, we're 2-2. You know, we had a high power offense for the last 4 years under Anai and Coach Beck as our quarterback's coach. We're just growing. And so, you know, a lot of people are just going to doubt and hate, but it's okay. We're growing. So now onto my key takeaways for success for this season with UVA for the next game. I like to look at one game, you know, ahead. So let's go 1-0 each week. We have a tough game, you know, last week, but, you know, we're moving forward. And I think the keys of success, no matter who our opponent is at the moment, no matter who we're playing, is we got to start fast on offense. We got to keep creating turnovers on defense as we're doing. And special teams, we got to step up as a whole. Like, we have to step up as a special teams unit. Just we have to create more opportunities for our offense, and we have to change the field position of anything. And then, like I said earlier, offense, we just got to start fast. We just got to be consistent, and we just got to show what we've been showing years and years and out for the past couple of years now, that we're a high-power offense no matter who the coach is. We have the players. We have the ability. We have the talent. You know, I believe in BA. I believe in, you know, Wiggs. Lavelle's back now off of, you know, an ACL injury. You know, we have KT back there. We have Billy. We have our running backs are damn good. Like, we haven't had running backs that run over 100 yards in a long time. And so I love what we're doing. I know our O-line is new. This is their first year as starters. I get it. You know, they're holding their own, but you guys, you got to step it up. Yeah. You got to be – O-line leads the way, as Coach 2J will always say, and we just got to play. Defense, we're doing good. You know, I'm loving what we're doing. We do give up some, you know, costly things, and we're in dog fights, but, you know, our offense has to have our back, too, at the end of the day. Yeah. As a defensive guy.
I was going to say, defensively, like, you have to be – like, you, I mean, you said it, but you have to be hopeful and excited about what you're seeing. Just the third stops down alone that they forced against Syracuse, like, that's pretty big for them to force 5 field goals.
It's big. And we had 4 turnovers that game. And I think Syracuse, we had another 4 turnovers, I think. But we're just not scoring on offense. And it's okay. Like, we're not. And it's no one's problem. We can fix it. We just got to be willing to fix it. We got to be willing to put in the work, the time, and just go. Once we do that, we're good. And once that happens, the ball is going to start rolling. We just got to go 1-0 each week. It goes back to the fans, too. Like, we need everyone in attendance. We need everyone cheering. We need that energy as athletes. We feed off of that energy. And I know we give y'all that energy, but we also need y'all, too, because y'all are a part of us. As, you know, we always will include you guys in our fourth side. So we need to get back to the partying on the sidelines, in the stands, and just have fun. And let's get to what Virginia football was, you know, previous years and even in the 90s. So we got to get back to that. And so those are my key takeaways for success for this season. And I think once we figure that out, I think everything is just going to flow smoothly.
Yeah. Well, let's see if they can start it off 1-0 against Duke. Their next game is October 1st. Mm-hmm. Quinn has told you the keys. Let's get it done.
I'm still live tweeting. If you guys ever have to do anything, just at me.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
They can just find me at _QKB_3. It's okay. Just you can at me, guys. I love it. I interact with you guys. I always respond. And I'm gonna give you the
let's
real
get the conversation the going.
Take. Yeah, I give you the real take of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, let's do a quick recap of what's going on around grounds before we wrap up with our first Barry episode. Wow. Episode 1, almost done. Let's talk about, though, right? For real. let's talk about our ranked teams, yes. Right? We have a few that are ranked currently number one, number 10, field hockey just swept number 11. A lot of our UVA teams have been going against Syracuse this week, but yeah. They just swept the number 11th seed Syracuse on Friday, 3-0. Their next game is going to be even a little tougher. They're going up against number 3 Louisville on Friday, September 30th at 3 p.m. Make sure y'all go support and check them out.
I'm ready to live tweet that too.
They're the real deal. They don't play no games. These women are coming for people's necks, and you know they have something to prove as well. So make sure if you're on campus or if you're just watching, go check them out. And then our last two, we got to talk about men and women's soccer. First off, women's soccer is ranked number 2 right now in the country. They did just come off of a loss. They play unranked Louisville Sunday at 2 p.m. But Quinn,
I have for them, the men's soccer and our women's soccer team. They're hands down. They're hard to beat. I will bet my money on them every single week, no matter what.
I think it comes down to tradition, though. Like, it's like you talked about, even with football, it's like there's a standard that has been so consistent with men and women's soccer that it's very hard to catch them slipping. It's very hard to knock them off the top. That's just what it is. Our men's soccer team right now, they're 5-3, and they just had a really good game against Syracuse as well on Saturday night. Came off of a 1-0 win, Syracuse in Syracuse with a final minute goal. Like, you play 90 minutes, and then that last one is when you
literally like that's what kills me. There is they go all game, no one scoring, just kicking the ball back and forth at this rate, running up and down the field, and then it's just that one little break you catch, and it's just like. See, that's why I love soccer, is because they get that little break and they allow them to celebrate with whatever they want, because it's hard to score in soccer.
Ripping off jerseys.
I think that's
like
the best
all one. Of that.
When you just jump in the air like this, I think that's the best one. That's my favorite one. I don't even care. But I love what our team is doing. I love what they're doing this week. If y'all are in town or even online, find it. If not, I can source out some sources. We can watch these games together. We can tweet each other. But it's so important that we stick together and that we watch all of our teams do great and support all our teams, because it's we love it. As fans, you know, as student athletes, we love it. And now being a fan of the game, of all games, I just love supporting. And you can show when they have that support, that energy that is being brought. It's amazing. And I think that's what we need to continue to do as a whole. You know, and these shows are only going to get better. They're going to get more interesting.
We're going to have some guests. Let us know who you want to see, who you want to hear from. We are so, so, so excited to bring this podcast to you guys. Not only like is this going to be fun for us, but I hope that you guys get something out of it as well. And we can interact, no matter, you know, whether you're a first year, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a parent of a student or an athlete, whether you're a coach or a new fan. You know, you just moved to Charlottesville and you want to see what the heck these Wahoos are about. Make sure you tune in and just share it with everyone. We're so excited to be here with you and bring this to you. So make sure you guys show us some love on social media. On Twitter, you can find me at Baller, then the number 2 Reporter, Baller 2 Reporter. And then Quinn, what's your Twitter again?
So my Twitter is _QKB_3. And if y'all want to know what the K stands for, you're not, because it's my middle name. And
only I know that.
I ain't going to let y'all have that right away, because y'all not about to be calling me by my whole government name out of public, you know. So I'm gonna just keep it simple with that. And then of course, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's Quinn my name _Blandon. So it's simple, you know. I'm not too fancy, I'm not, you know, out there, but I love responding to you guys. I'm always interacting with you guys, so let's keep bringing this energy, you know. Me and
every week
Laura, we've been best friends since we came into
2014.
So we're going to give you what's real. We're going to give you the behind-the-scenes look of everything, because a lot of fans love that interaction. I think that's what we're going to bring. And so I'm excited to do this podcast with my lovely co-host. She's brought this to my attention. And so we're going to give her flowers and, you know, the respect, because she's done did like four podcasts of her own already. Family one, her own. She's been a reporter at Maryland at some games. She's came back to UVA and been an announcer at games. She just did an amazing job. So now we're really turning this into something. You know, I've done my own podcast, but this came to light because of her. And so we're always going to give her flowers. And I'm always going to, always in this part of the show, with congratulating her on everything she's done. And this show wouldn't be nothing right now without her. So we're going to always give her flowers at the end of this show, because this is who she is. She created this, and now we're going to run off with this. So, Lo, thank you. I call her OG Lo, so don't worry. I can call her that. I don't know if y'all can call her that, but I can call her that. But that's my dog. That's family. So yep, we're going to keep bringing the energy each and every week. We're going to give you the inside scoop. And just follow us on all our social medias. Share this out. Tell us what you want. We can get it done.
Appreciate you guys for listening to Who's Together. Join us next week. Once in a while, got a charge to the game. You gotta charge it to the game.